Hello and welcome to Wegg's Word of God Today. Universal Utterings for November 12th, 2013. Now our first reading today comes from Wisdom chapter 3 verse 1. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. Our second reading today comes from Luke chapter 17 verses 10b. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." Today we're studying Wisdom chapter 2 verses 23 through chapter 3 verse 9, Psalm 58, and Luke chapter 17 verses 7 through 10. Working in communion with God relies not on our own accord, but that of the Creator as will to be for your mission, your labor or calling, should I say. We work not for recognition or fanfare, but the redemption and future of anyone not surrendered to the truth of Jesus Christ, supporting a relationship by the hand of God. To do as commanded by God means we are to practice, pray, and proclaim the faith, hope, and love of charity Jesus brought to the world in his new covenant of love. No longer do we support an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth mentality of vengeance, offering instead the forgiveness God asks of us that he gives to all. We know no torment will touch us who believe Christ's saving grace to be truth, affording us acceptance and living as he commands. He commands us to read our Bible daily and practice. If your Bible sits on a shelf getting dusty, God's wonders in your life will seem rusty. He commands us to pray unceasingly about anything we do. From the moment we awake to the surrender to his commanded daily rest, we are to pray about anything by simply talking to God with respect. If your prayer life is afraid to be loud, how can we expect God to truly be proud? Jesus commands us, proclaim what we learn in sharing the gospel to every creature. If what you proclaim seems lame, make it a part of your life, not a game. God commands us to do what we were obliged to do. Amen. We ask in prayer, dear Lord, we pray to do as we are obliged to do. Prayers for Dr. Cruz Beluca. And Greg Bishop has our prayers often each day. Lord, from Psalm 58, verse 12, I chant, then people will say, truly there is a reward for the just. There is a God who is judge on the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am surrendered in Christ, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Luke chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. It's titled, Servant Obliged, Not Proud. Speak as Jesus, thoughts of he, apostles greeted the work of he. A servant works as servants do, nothing gained, nothing pursued. Prepare as needed your heavenly food, God expects a righteous mood. Servants unprofitable, repeated aloud, done as commanded. Servant obliged, not proud. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is November 12, 2013 at 4:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining me this awesome Tuesday morning. I hope you had a great Veterans Day yesterday. And praying for special intentions as my kidneys continue to ache their back. In your will, Lord. Tony, I love you. Have an awesome day. God bless you.